Welcome back into Sports Call, Tiger 95.9 FM in the Auburn and Opelika area. J.J. Jackson with Javon Cutler and the SEC Network analyst Roman Harper. After a long and successful NFL career and playing for the Alabama Crimson Tide, Roman, we're excited that you're joining us here on the show today. I want to talk about your career first before we get going. In Auburn, a ton of Cam Newton fans, and you got to be a part of a pretty special team with Cam in the NFL, his MVP season. What was that like?
It was fun. We had the whole world dabbing, and I can't say and I say we light loosely. It was not me. It was him. It was really cool. It's just so unique how everything happens from, you know, my perception of what Cam Newton was until I became his teammate, and watching him play it out at Auburn, and watching his career that, you know, where he came back against Alabama, and I was rooting so hard against him to where. Then he gets drafted in Carolina. I play against him for all those years with the New Orleans Saints for his first 4 or 5 years. And then now becoming his teammate. And the very first time I met him, he's like, War Eagle. That's what he says to me. And I'm just like, dude, I barely even know you, and I want to fight you. And then becoming, you know, gravitating and having a friendship. Him watching him, you know, he has this infectious personality, and people are just naturally attracted to him. And he has a great personality that just continues to keep it loose. He loves to have fun. And his ability that year was so special. And it just sucks that in the biggest game of the year, we played the worst we played all year. And you couldn't have told me that we would have ever lost to that Denver team, that Denver Broncos team. And it's amazing to just, you know, football is a weird game, man. And any given Sunday, if you don't play your best, you can get your butt whooped. And that is the perfect example was that game, because I played against Peyton Manning in Super Bowl 44 when I was with the New Orleans Saints, and he was lights out. He was the MVP. He had done all these great things. And then I played him in Super Bowl 50 with the Broncos, and he couldn't throw the ball 35 yards. And it didn't matter, and they still won because the defense beat us. So you can win in different ways. You can also lose it in different ways. And that was the biggest thing that I learned from there.
Roman, I grew up in the state of North Carolina my entire life. Mm-hmm. Keep pounding, as big of a Panthers fan as they come. And super excited when you joined the secondary, and obviously loving what Cam was doing with that team. And I think about that game all the time. And I'm sure as someone that played in it, it pops up in your mind from time to time, too.
It was, you know, it does. I try not to think about it.
Forget about it.
It's a scarred memory for me. It's a really bad thing. My wife would always joke with me because, you know, everybody in Carolina was happy that we made it to the Super Bowl.
Right.
They were like, man, we could, you know, come back. And I'm like, you don't get to just reset and go back. It's never that easy. When you get there, you have to take advantage of it.
Right.
It's so hard to get to a Super Bowl. So hard. You have to be lucky. You have to be healthy.
Sure.
That ball has to bounce your way. And, you know, I was sitting in, you know, after the game, we're back home in Charlotte, and we're at, like, Duck Donuts, this place. We're just sitting there eating breakfast, and I hear some people talking about it, and, you know, they're so, you know, oh, man, we can get them next year, and they're just kind of happy-go-lucky. I just, like, spit my donut out and walk out, just, like, ticked off. I was mad for months because you just don't let those things go, and I knew how special of an opportunity we had, and we blew it, and you just, it's just, and they, like I said, they haven't even been close since. It's so hard. And watching going the one in New Orleans and, you know, taking advantage of it, winning, and you think you're going to get back when we had so many more. And that wasn't even the best team I played on when I was in New Orleans, was a Super Bowl winning team. That's not the best team. I had better teams.
Sure.
And we didn't make it because the ball
it's
just
football.
It's football. It's so hard. And so it's not about talent all the time. It's just about being lucky and being in the right position at the right time, at the right moment with the right teammates.
Transitioning to college football, Roman, you were a part of Media Days in 2005 as a member of Alabama as a player. So how does it feel to be on the broadcasting side of things as opposed to being a player?
It's completely different. Now I'm on the other side of it. I'm trying to pull guys to, like, tell me who you really want to play against, you know? Like, I don't want to hear, like, the first game is what we're looking forward to. I'm like, oh, dude, that's boring. I don't want to hear that crap. I want to hear, like, give me some good stuff. So it's on the other side. It's a little different, but it was unique. I think it's a unique opportunity for the players because it's the first time you get to see other players outside the team that you cover, their real personality, and who's going to be like, man, this guy's fun. This guy likes to show himself off or be who he is. And, you know, and that's the first real time other beat writers or other people get to see what these athletes are outside of a helmet, because, you know, we wear helmets and you don't actually get to see their face,
right,
or their body types or things like that. All you know is we just look at them on pads with pads on. Everybody looks big in pads. But now in a suit, who still can fill it out and handle themselves correctly?
And, Roman, you're a guy who played in the secondary, and college and the NFL. Auburn fans love their secondary. So what are your early thoughts as far as Auburn's secondary?
I like McCreary. I really do. Smoke Monday has a great name, and he has some ability as well. He didn't play well against Alabama last year, but I think those things right there, when you have lulls or you hear downs, that only propels you to the next one. It's not really a mistake or a big pitfall. It's just a time for you to pivot. It's a time for you to get better, and I think Auburn's going to use this opportunity to do that. Auburn last year only played man-to-man coverage all the time. I think they will continue to learn how to mix in some zone coverages to be able to really trick offenses, and that is how you make plays. Is when the offense, when they know what defense you're running all the time, it's really hard to make plays on the ball as a secondary player when you're always playing man-to-man coverage, because my eyes are naturally on the man that I'm covering. Versus sometimes we can play man, but we can also throw some zone coverages out there where now I see the quarterback, and now I'm making play, and I'm reacting to the throw and not just covering my man. I think if Auburn finds some ways to do that, they will be better. Also, they're bringing some more guys back in the front seven that will help them add some pressure to the quarterback. They didn't get to the quarterback enough at a more consistent enough level that you're used to seeing from an Auburn defensive line last year. They have to affect the quarterback more if you want to make more plays in the secondary. It's all about complementing each other defensively. It's not just a one-person thing. It's not just the back four. You're only as good as your D-line or that pass rush at times. You have to affect the quarterback in different ways.
Auburn's defense last year realized, you know, when you lose Derek Brown and Marlon Davidson to the NFL after 2019, it's a little difficult to replace those guys. I want more, if you could, on Owen Papo and Zacoby McClain, the linebacker core, and then also Derek Mason coming over as the defensive coordinator.
So Derek Mason automatically is going to make you better because of his experience in the NFL. And the players are going to want to play for a guy that's been at the top of the level because he can be like, hey, this is the references, the stories that he's able to tell. The guys are going to light up. You want to hear about those experiences as a young college player because all of our dreams are to be on Madden one day. That's what we all want. And so if you got a guy that's been there, you listen to him just a little bit more. You hold on to those words just a little bit more. And so Owen Papo is a super highly athletic linebacker. That's what they all look like in the NFL now, that can run, can play in space, can affect the passing game, and be able to run and give you some juice in the run game. Zacoby McClain is a downhill thumper that loves flying around smacking people. And so you love what they're doing, and you only need two good linebackers nowadays because everybody plays nickel personnel with five DBs and two linebackers. So I like what Auburn's been able to do. I really like that linebacker room. I think it's the second best linebacking core in the SEC. You know, Alabama's really good if you count Will Anderson and Christian Harris, and now they got Toe Toe. They're going to be really good. Also, Arkansas brings back Grant Morgan and Bumper Pool, so they have the experience factor. So those are you're competing with those. But Auburn, you know, those guys are going to be in the NFL. So I like NFL quality players.
Does Roman Harper play Madden?
No. So I'm bad, man. When I was in college, I always played Madden. And then when I got to the NFL and I got on the game, I only played college. So it was one of those
things. That's so funny.
It is. I hated how slow they had me, dude. I was always mad at my stats. It's like, dude, I hate this game. So whenever I was on the game, I hated it. And then eventually I just think it's cool because, you know, I was a couple years, I was pretty good on that.
We're going to echo Cam Newton's sentiments and give you a War Eagle. But thank you seriously for our time here on the program.
Hey, man, I'm from Prattville, Alabama. I have so many friends that went to Auburn. More people go to Auburn than Alabama, where I'm from. And I had a great time on Auburn's campus when I would come to visit my boy, who's a Jeremy Chip Hauser, who's a cheerleader at campus there. So I had a great time at Auburn. So Auburn always treated me well. So I appreciate it.
Thanks for the time, Roman.
Thank you so much.
No doubt, man. Appreciate y'all.
That's Roman Harper here at SEC Media Days.